This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Hawkeye Steel has moved to its new office and showroom. Come out and visit them at 711 Hawkeye Avenue in White City. In addition to their steel inventory and metal building panels and component, they now stock a variety of metal-related goods, such as metal shelving, air compressors, nuts and bolts, etc. Ornamental iron components for the do-it-yourselfer, or they can quote you fabricated units. Hawkeye Steel also carries a variety of welding supplies. New items arrive daily. Get to Hawkeye Steel today. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
It's coming up on 10 minutes after the hour of 6 as we begin in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. May wheat is trading at 6.96 and 3 quarter, down 2 and 3 quarter. July wheat trading at 7.06, down 3. May corn trading at 6.75, down 1.5. July corn trading at 6.33, down 7. May soybeans trading at 14.79, up 15.5. July beans trading at 1390 and 3 quarter, up 8.5. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat ended the day at 696 and 3 quarter, down 2 and 3 quarter. July wheat ended at 706, down 3. September wheat ended at 715 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. May corn yesterday ended at 675, down 1.5. July corn ended at 633, down 7. September corn ended at 553 and 3 quarter, down 7 and 3 quarter. May soybeans ended at 1479, up 15 and 1 half. July beans ended at 1390 and 3 quarter, up 8 and a half. August beans ended at 1329 and a half, unchanged. May soybean meal yesterday ended at 425.30, up 90. July meal 407.60, up 43. August meal 385.20, up 14. May soybean oil yesterday ended at 48.66, down 43. July oil 48.82, down 32. August oil 48.60, down 36. May oats yesterday ended at 408 and 3 quarter, up a penny. July oats 378 and a quarter, up a penny. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with soybeans higher and corn and wheat futures lower. Technical trading at the Board of Trade supported soybean futures on Wednesday, and many traders are already looking forward to Friday's release of the new supply-demand forecast by the USDA. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 6 to 7 lower at 657 to 673, while soybeans were mostly 11 to 15 higher at 1451 to 1471. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 8 cents lower at 655 to 669. Soybean bids were mostly 8 to 11 higher at 1467 to 1485. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 7 at 647 to 673. Soybean bids were up 9 to 11 at 1462 to 1479. And the wheat bids down 3 to 6 at 686 to 707. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 9 to 19 cents at 1501 to 1526. Basis ended steady to 10 cents stronger at 110 to 135 over July. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $9 a ton on Wednesday to range from $4.40 to $4.55.30. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 5 to 7 at $6.73 to $6.88, with basis steady to 2 cents stronger at $40 to $55 over July. Illinois River Bars loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at $6.75 to $6.78. Basis ended steady to a penny better at 42 to 45 over July. Soybeans were up 7 to 14 cents at 14.91 to 15.01, with basis ending mixed range from 100 to 110 over July. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery fell 3 cents down to $6.96 to $7, with basis ending steady range from 10 to 6 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place a producer corn bid 7 cents lower at $6.67 to $6.68. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 19 cents with quotations at $15.05 to $15.06. Soft red winter wheat down 3 at $7.25 to $7.26 and Milo 7 cents lower at $6.42 to $6.43. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions range from $4.97 to $5.11 for corn. New crop soybean bids were $11.77 to $11.84. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $4.99 to $5.14. New crop soybean bids $11.80 to $11.97. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $5 up to $5.17. New crop bean bids at $11.81 to $11.98. And the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $6.76 up to $7.02. That concludes our grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade. May hogs ended the day at 91.97, up 52. June hogs, 91.77, up 47. July hogs, 91.90, up 52. June cattle yesterday ended at 120.20, down 62. August cattle ended at $120, down $1.05. October cattle, 123.12, down $1.15. May feeder cattle yesterday, 135.60, down 127. August feeders, 145.32, down 122. September feeders, 146.95, down 97. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with your afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels of gilts on a carcass basis were 65 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $85 to $95, with a weighted average carcass price of $87.36. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 42 to 45. 4 to 5 weights, 43 to 48, 5 to 550 weights, 49 to 50, and 550 and up, 50 to 51. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts, country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from 58 to 61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,178 head. And from United Producers Auction in Shelbyville for May 7th, they had receipts of 478 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1.50 to $2 higher, and slaughter Holstein steers traded $2 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 125 to 130. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 114 to 120. Choice slaughter heifers, 125 to 129. Slaughter cows, starting with the premiums, were 95 to 102. Breakers were 93.50 to 94, boners 81.50 to 87, and the leans 72.50 to 80. They also had some feeder steers, medium and large, 1 and 2s, 5 to 6 weights, 130 to 140, the 6 to 7 weights, 116 to 126. Feeder heifers, medium and large, 1 and 2s, 4 to 5 weights, were bringing 141 to 157, and the 5 to 6 weights, we're bringing 120 to 127. From the Greenville Livestock Auction opening report for May 8th, they had receipts of 626 head. And starting with the choice slaughter steers, they're bringing 125 to 131. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 112 to 117. And choice slaughter heifers, 125 to 128. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, on a live basis, steers were trading at 126 to 129, and on a dress basis, 202 to 205. Heifers, on a live basis, traded at 126 to 127, and on a dress basis, 197.50 to 205. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 505 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.72, which was 20 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $204.67, that was $3.48 higher, with select carcasses at $190.63, and that was 37 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, slaughter cattle was estimated at 125,000 compared to 125,000 last week and 127,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 411,000, which compared to 419,000 last week and 416,000 a year ago. From United Producers Weekly Hay Auction at Shelbyville, they had receipts of 130 bales, and compared to last week, alfalfa sold steady to a dollar higher. Alfalfa premium quality, small squares sold at $6.75, and good quality at $3.10 to $4. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.63, down 3/4. For block cheese, 186 and a half unchanged. For barrel cheese, 173 and a half unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending Wednesday, 18.59, 3 cents above Tuesday's close. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, $6.65. For June, $6.68. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, $6.57. And for June, $6.60. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, $14.83. And for June, $14.23. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.90. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $6.65. Corn at Scottville, $6.57. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.83. Wheat at Scottville, $6.90. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Right now, color radar showing scattered light showers west of a line from Decatur to Highland, moving slowly to the northeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own: FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They also have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your individual needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. Visit ctemi.com. Service starts here.
Our local weather forecast for today: calling for cloudy skies with occasional showers. High temperatures today in the mid-70s. We will have south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies with showers likely. Low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Friday, cloudy, a slight chance of showers. High temperatures in the low 70s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday: clearing skies and cooler. Low temperatures in the low 40s, highs in the mid-60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have cloudy skies, scattered showers in the area, and a temperature of 63 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Hello, this is Danny Russell from Russell Furniture and Floor Covering in Staunton. Hey, we're having Appreciation Days this Saturday, May the 11th. We're having a free lunch. We're having a free bounce house for the kids. I even have some of my floor covering installers giving away free installation. I'm having a $1,000 drawing for a free giveaway of furniture or floor covering. Come see us. It's Russell Furniture and Floor Covering in Staunton. And, of course, you always get 12 months interest-free financing with me, along with free delivery and setup. That's Russell Furniture and Floor Covering in Staunton.
Part 2 of the Farm Show this morning brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. In the news this morning, M&M crop consultant Bill Brink was a guest in the WSMI studios Wednesday morning. Like last year, he will join us each week for an update on area crop conditions. He said that things have changed a lot from last year.
Whereas a year ago, almost all the corn was planted, but on this date, there's very little planted, although I've been in several fields here recently, and the corn was planted around April the 7th. So there must have been a little bit of a window there, April 7th, April 10th, where some fellas got into the field. And it looks good. The population is good. The color, obviously, is a pale green, as you would expect. Shows some weather damage, tips of the leaves. But I think certainly those plants will survive, and hopefully, we can get into the field here pretty quickly and get it planted.
Is it too early to really start for producers to start thinking about perhaps changing their cropping plans and chemical applications, that sort of thing?
Well, I think here in this area, I think producers are going to really stick with their original plans till we get, into the month of June, and because they've had experience with this several years ago, and everyone can remember that, where there was some June planted corn even up until probably the 10th or 15th of June. Just because we have late planting doesn't mean we're going to have a poor crop. Now, I think it does mean we're not going to reach maximum yield. As a matter of fact, in the past years, we've always talked about a yield penalty starting about May 10th. And I was reading something from the University of Missouri where we lose about 25% of the yield during the month of May. In other words, by the end of May, we're going to be losing about 25% of the yield. But with the genetics that we have now, farmers have a lot of confidence in the genetics and the hybrids that they plant. They can plant, they can get over a lot of acres in a hurry. We've said, and I'm sure many people have heard this, that the whole state can be planted in 1 week's time. And also there's a decent safety net now for farmers with crop insurance and all. So, and farmers just like to plant corn, they're going to stick with those plans until we get into June, I'm sure.
Will this type of weather, this cool and wet early in the season, be a problem in weeds and insects later on?
Well, we've got the the hybrids now, the glyphosate hybrids, and also, and I was talking to some of our people here recently, and almost everything is sent out now with an insecticide. And a lot of these generic insecticides are cheap. They can be applied to maybe, $5 an acre or so, just good insurance. So even though they're using, corn borer resistant or rootworm resistant hybrids, they're still using the insecticide primarily for cutworm, which obviously is probably the insect of greatest importance now, and there's insurance, there's protection that farmers are taking now against all these insects, but this doesn't reduce the importance of getting out and scouting. Now obviously there's not much planted now, but the fields that I walked into here recently, I didn't see any cutting, and we would start seeing cutting about the 10th of May or so from cutworm. So we still need to get out and do scouting after the crop is planted, even though insecticide and the proper herbicides are applied.
That was M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. He commented on what the trade thinks of the country's wheat crop.
Basically, the soft red winter wheat crop is in good shape. Now, this last week, we did see significant deterioration in the Illinois crop. And one of the concerns coming up is too much moisture, too much humidity and rain can lead to a lot more disease problems. But right now, the overall soft red winter wheat crop's in good shape. The hard red winter wheat crop is in poor condition and continuing to deteriorate. Last week's industry tour produced higher yields than expected. The crop was anywhere from 6 inches high to knee high. Some of it only came up in March. Other of it came up last fall and suffered through the winter. Some of it looks really good, has high tiller counts, but lacks moisture. If it doesn't get rain this week, it'll probably start to deteriorate. Agronomists on the tour told me they believe that the yield estimates are too high unless we have ideal growing conditions from this point forward.
If we do get some sunshine and warm weather, will those disease problems in the soft wheat crop around here eliminate themselves?
Yeah, it varies with disease what conditions they like, but generally if you have warmer conditions and drier conditions, a lack of that overnight dew on the wheat, so to speak, then you tend to reduce your disease problems, particularly if you can avoid that rainfall during the heading and flowering period.
And that will be coming up when?
Well, that'll be happening over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We'll start moving into that phase. So the next few weeks are kind of critical that we start drying out the pattern a little bit for the wheat crop.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. After a late spring, retail pork demand is now increasing at the meat case. Pork Checkoff National Retail Marketing Manager Melissa Lash says special promotions are also on the horizon to promote pork on the grill.
With the weather finally getting nice and the cold moving out, so that's helping. We have our new summer promotion that we're getting ready to roll out, the Grill It Like a Steak. So focusing the pork chop cuts with the new names and have all of our recipes focused on the grill.
The Pork Checkoff is promoting pork through food demonstrations, in-store merchandising, social media, and more. The industry is transitioning to new names for popular pork cuts. Ms. Lash has received positive feedback about the new nomenclature.
We've done several consumer tests that show consumers like the new name. They associate with them better, and retailers have been receptive to the new names as well.
For more information, go to www.pork.org. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has already stated he wants the Senate to take up the Farm Bill this month. With Congress scheduled to begin the Memorial Day recess on the 24th, that does not leave much time to move the bill to the floor. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow has announced the committee will hold its farm bill markup next Tuesday the 14th, and according to New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, the bill could move to the floor by next week as well. Senator Gillibrand believes there will be small changes in committee, but not many. A diverse group of 44 conservation, environmental, crop insurance, and agricultural organizations have come together in distributing a position paper that outlines a compromise to link conservation, compliance, and crop insurance premium assistance and to oppose means testing, payment limitations, or premium subsidy reductions for the crop insurance program. The recommendations have been submitted to the leadership of both agriculture committees for their consideration during the new Farm Bill debate. According to a letter to Senate Ag leaders, the position provides an effective farm and natural resource safety net. The winter of 2012-13 was another rough one for honeybees, threatening an industry that is integral to the large part of the fruit and vegetable production in the United States. A study released Tuesday by the United States Department of Agriculture said the number of honeybee colonies declined 31% last winter, by about 800,000 colonies. The impact of the premature deaths is significant for the honeybee industry and the broader agriculture industry. We'll have more later today on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. And as we close in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat is now trading at 696 and 3/4 unchanged. July wheat trading at 706 unchanged. May corn trading at 677 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. July corn trading at 633 and a quarter, up 1/4. May soybeans trading at 1481 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. July beans trading at 1395, up 4 1/4. Once again, we'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.